Welcome to the Pinstripe Alley podcast, the Arson Judge edition, because the Yankees have really set a fire by bringing back Aaron Judge, who is not going to the San Francisco Giants. Sorry, not sorry to John Heyman's reports.
Not sorry at all. John Heyman, I don't like you. You caused me to have a sinking feeling in my gut for like 8 hours yesterday. But yeah, sigh of relief edition of the podcast.
Yeah, Kunshaw over there. Andrew Burns here, by the way. You probably know, but we are here. It is early afternoon after the Aaron Judge signing. He is coming back to the Yankees. The news broke very early this morning while I was still asleep. I guess it wasn't that early this morning, Eastern time, but I was still asleep because I was up late waiting for late night news because I thought it'd be coming at like West Coast time because sometimes that just works like that. But it's like, nope, okay, I'll go to bed. And then, yeah, oh well.
Yeah, I woke up and like it took me about 3 full minutes after I woke up to like look at my phone because I just didn't want to because I had a feeling I was going to wake up to some Aaron Judge news. And since the Heyman Arson Judge tweet, I've been expecting the worst. But then when I finally did look at my phone, I had to like check it like 4 times because I didn't believe it. Yesterday, when I got the update about Arson Judge signing with the Giants, I was like, oh yeah, that sounds about right. And I was like devastated. But this one I just didn't expect to see. And I was just like, are you sure?
Yeah, I didn't think it would get resolved that quickly, but it really seems like it came together in a hurry. I will say shout out to Jake for writing the breaking news post for us while he was on the tarmac
for a flight. Yeah, impressive.
Yeah, yeah, that's some good blogging right there.
Yeah. Who amongst us hasn't blogged from a weird place?
Yes, he will certainly be enshrined in Blogument Park.
Yes. We'll retire his number on Pinstripe Valley. Yes.
I don't know what number would be retired, but regardless.
That's the beauty of it. We don't actually have to retire anything.
Yeah, we'll just have like a level of excellence or whatever. Like the Blue Jays or Giants have something like that too, I think.
The Ring of Honor.
Yeah, the Ring of Honor. There you go. All right, but we're getting off track. It does seem like Hal Steinbrenner really swooped in on this one and was not going to be denied. So we do not give Hal Steinbrenner credit very often. We will do it here. Good, because this is not only a good baseball decision for the Yankees, it is a good business decision. And I'm sure that really played a big part in it too, because he is so key to the everything surrounding the Yankees marketing image and how they present themselves, basically. It has been like that since he debuted or really broke out in 2017 rather, and then up to today and this year. This he's just so central to the Yankees focus that they needed to have him back.
Yeah, you definitely have to give credit to Hal Steinbrenner as much as I don't really like to. And you'd say you don't want to give him too much credit because this probably could have all been avoided, but whatever. Yeah. We're here, and at the end of the day, Hal Steinbrenner walked the walk when he talked the talk, so we'll give him a little bit of kudos for that.
Yeah.
We wanted him to pay the man, and he paid the man.
Exactly. Maybe if you had paid the man $250 million on opening day, this would not have been an issue. But, well, that's what happened, and this is the present that we live in, so whatever. If Aaron Judge rewarded himself with more of the Yankees' money, then good on him for it.
Yeah, I'm almost like glad that it didn't work out before opening day because it just cost the Yankees an extra $100 million, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah, the only way it's going to impact me is the Yankees' possible austerity on other moves because of this. But, well, that's not really something that we can control.
Yeah, and also, like, they weren't making those moves regardless. Let's be honest here. Whether or not Judge signed, they were not making the other moves that we wanted or want. So I'll just take Aaron Judge there, and I feel bad for him because he's going to be the scapegoat for or the excuse for those non-decisions when otherwise it would have just been nowhere. We don't want to spend money, but now they could say we can't spend money, but whatever. Aaron Judge is a Yankee, and that's all that matters today.
Yeah, I imagine they probably would have made a move to, I think they definitely would have brought in Carlos Rodon, who may still come to New York, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure now. They probably would have signed like a Nimmo, maybe someone else. Less exciting stuff. Think of like 2014 when the Yankees missed out on Cano and then signed Ellsbury, Beltran, McCann. McCann they may have gotten regardless because they really needed a catcher, but that's neither here nor there. Anywho.
Yeah, I think you'd still see some moves, but like if like, let's just say this worked out a little bit differently, where Aaron Judge decided he just really wanted to fulfill his childhood dream and play for the Giants, right?
No, let's not. We're not going down that.
In that world, like, where the Yankees were still making competitive offers, but Judge ultimately decided to just leave, I think the only acceptable outcome would have been to pivot to one of the star shortstops. And obviously, Trey Turner's off the table. So you have Carlos Correa or Xander Bogaerts or Dansby Swanson left. And I really don't think the Yankees were going to do that regardless. And that's the point. And so, yeah, whatever. Aaron Judge is a Yankee, and that's all that matters today.
Yeah, exactly. We don't have to go into these alternate universe because they suck. So
yes.
Yes.
Now, and if they still want to go out and sign Xander Bogaerts, I will not object.
Yeah. That'd be pretty funny. Just like, just cuz. But it yeah. does seem like Xander is getting closer to a deal to come back to Boston as the time we record this, but whatever.
Yeah.
As I said before we started recording, maybe it will just mean that the Red Sox decide to play poverty with Rafael Devers.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Should also say deepest condolences, only sorta, to the San Diego Padres, who keep outbidding people by $40 million or more and are still not getting these top free agents to sign there.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on there, but for two players like Trey Turner and Aaron Judge to leave $40 million on the table, that's interesting.
Yeah, I feel like both of them were unique circumstances, I think, where they were probably just going to go to where they wanted and where they had ties. So, oh, well.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily an indictment on the Padres themselves. It's not like, oh, my God, nobody wants to play there. It was just, like you said, unique circumstances with the two that they offered. But it is just amusing. Yeah. And it's only amusing because Aaron Judge is a Yankee.
Yeah, they'll probably end up pivoting to, like, a Correa, I feel like, at this point. They're going to give all that money to Turner then. Maybe they just say, hey, Carlos Correa, you want some of this? And
yeah. They do seem pretty adamant on finding another shortstop, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I guess I don't blame them.
Yeah, but go to the gas lamp ball for more on the Padres, because we don't care.
No.
So, Aaron Judge back, man. It's just good to say that out loud and know that he will be in pinstripes basically for the rest of his career. We will get to see some milestone homers from him. I'm sure we'll get to see him as the captain of the Yankees, which is something that has been a long time coming. Is it a goofy thing? Yes, but it's also fun.
They should hold off on the captaincy until he hits 74.
Yeah, like, you know what? You got to really prove it. But I'm
earn it, man!
GM Kunshaw is unrelenting in his pursuit of Aaron Judge hitting 74 home runs.
I will not rest until it happens. Yeah. Because it will happen. I'm telling you this. Use my projection system.
Perfect. It's yes. Kips at the Kunj Fangraphs system.
Yes, yes. It's basically the math is simple. Does Kunj want it to happen? Yes, then it shall be.
Wow, David Robertson has a zero ERA under this. Incredible.
Yes, exactly.
But Aaron Judge is really just so central to what the Yankees are trying to do, and they're in win now mode. They, like, I know some people are going to kvetch about, like, the last years of this contract, but they're the Yankees. They will always find a way to win now in the moment, move stuff around on their payroll. Big contracts did not really stop them from, you know, making additions when, you know, A-Rod and Cher were near the end of their contracts. They moved, they were able to move on from them anyway. And, like, Jeter too, like these things have a way of working themselves out, and the 2030s are so far off that, like, you can't really concern yourself with them. Like, the Yankees are not the Detroit Tigers, they're not the Los Angeles Angels. They're not going to be sunk by, like, these mega deals.
No, and the thing is, like, if you're just worried about the last 1 or 2 years or whatever, like, that means you're still getting 8 very, very good years out of this deal. Yeah. And
I didn't mourn for CeCe Sabathia's contract. I mean, he was great.
Yeah, and, like, if it ends up with the Yankees getting a World Series ring or whatever, like, then who cares?
Yeah.
Just who cares? I don't care about those Yankees 9 years from now. And even 9 years from now when – or 8 years from now when that last year the contract is, like, hampering the – or quote-unquote hampering the Yankees with the $40 million hit, I'm not going to care because I'll have witnessed Aaron Judge's entire career and it will be in one uniform.
Yeah, and we have no idea what the CBA is going to look like then. That's multiple CBAs for now, honestly. So there could be different ways of assessing luxury tax hits or what the luxury tax is even considered at that point or what player salaries are at that point. Like, this point has been made a lot on Twitter recently. Like, 10 years ago, if you showed someone like you talked about Albert Pujols' contract, whatever, be like, oh, he'll be making this much in 2022. And like now it's like, obviously it's like more than you would have expected, but it's not totally out of line with how salaries rise.
Yeah. If it was up to me, the minimum player salary in the year 2032 will be $40 million.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, oh, actually he's making minimum wage.
He's actually making the minimum wage.
Yeah. So just don't concern yourselves with that as much, because the Yankees are not built to, like, you know, a nickel and dime right now. They have Garrett Cole in his prime. They still have a Giancarlo Stanton who is still capable of producing 30 homer seasons. They have so many players who are built, again, to win now. They can't really be futzing around with, like, oh, I don't know how this affects the 2028 Yankees. And, like, ideally, you have your farm system a little bit better than it is right now, too, where you have more of like a Dodgers-esque pipeline where you don't need to worry about, like, oh, we're giving this guy $40 million, you know?
Yeah. And also, like, that's why you have general managers. And, like, you as a fan should not concern yourself with how the 2028 Yankees are affected by this. It's the GM's job and Brian Cashman's job, at least as of right now. And it's up to him to not let Aaron Judge's $40 million become a problem for them. If they have their budget constraints, their, you know, like Hal Steinbrenner has his set budgets and all that stuff. It's Cashman's job to make sure, like, hey, okay, I know I have $40 million devoted to Aaron Judge. What am I supposed to do with the rest of it to produce the best team possible? Now, if he's going to go out and spend $40 million on like two relievers in that time as well, then you can't blame Aaron Judge. You blame Brian Cashman.
Exactly. Yeah, he's just doing this job and getting paid for it. So whatever.
It is funny though how we've basically heard nothing about Brian Cashman during the Aaron Judge negotiations, though. It's all the Hal Steinbrenner show.
Yeah, I do think that there is a part of Brian Cashman that loves to, you know, red paperclip his way to X marginal wins over he could have gotten, but like this is just the obvious move. So yeah, getting too cute is not really the goal here.
This offseason was a failure to him. Like, no, I signed Aaron Judge back.
We're doomed.
Now I can't say I'm smarter than everybody else, but like you can because you have Aaron Judge on your team.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's pretty good. You got Aaron Judge in the first place. So, yeah, so exactly. Clearly someone did something right. Chet's the Damon Oppenheimer and company with the draft.
Right.
So we're just really glad to have Aaron Judge back. The alternate timeline that we were staring at with the Giants was not looking fun. I did not want to have to think about that. I had pre-written a post once those rumors had started to really circulate, like, oh, there's chatter in the lobby. Judge said to the lot Giants, and arson Judge to Giants. So something, there was a draft. Thankfully, it will never be posted, and it will just go the way of the dodo.
Yeah, I'm glad that, you know, that just went into the ether world of the internet and just it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
even yesterday after that happened or whatever, I was preparing for like Heyman retracted it, just for somebody else to be like, yeah, well, it was just a little presumptuous, but it's actually the case. And so I even like called my wife and warned her. I was like, be prepared for me to just be crabby all day today. And I'm sorry in advance.
Just don't blame me, blame the Yankees. And yes. I'm sure she's used to it.
Yes, exactly. She just responded with, again? Like, didn't we just go through this? So I was like, yes, that was the playoffs. Now it's Aaron Judge.
Yeah. We should also talk about another guy who is back, who we did not necessarily expect, but is not a total shock. Tommy Canley. He re-signed with the Yankees after his 2 year away, where basically the Dodgers paid for him to rehab from Tommy John surgery. Then he had a bone bruise that kept him out for a lot of 2022, so he only got into like 12 innings. But the Yankees are comfortable enough with where he is physically and how he pitched that he is back on a 2 year deal.
Yeah, and I think you nailed it. Like, I think this was a move that nobody was really expecting, but just because nobody was thinking about like what the mid-tier reliever market would be. I'm just glad that Edwin Diaz wasn't with the commitment that the Yankees make. But yeah, this is a good deal. It's a 2 year deal. Even if it just completely blows up in their face, it's like kind of like whatever, who cares. The money's not that high either.
No.
It's something like what, $6.5 million or $6 million per year or something like that, which is
For the Yankees, that's a pittance.
Yeah, it's whatever money at that point. At best, you're getting, you know, the old version of Tommy Cain lean back or some semblance of that. At worst, it's like, oh crap, I have a middling reliever that I just need to cut ties with. Like,
Exactly.
I say there's no such thing as like a bad 1 year deal, but even a 2 year deal has to be really bad for it to be bad, in my opinion.
Yeah. Tommy Canley has enough that he could, and he's one of those pitchers who can get lefties out too, even though he's a right-hander, just because his changeup is that good. And he just knows what he's doing out there. He really gives the Yankees a boost in the bullpen, which I was not really worried about. I'm honestly not really super worried about the Yankees pitching in general, just because I have that much confidence in Matt Blake, even if like the makeup is not like sort of what you would want to see, but you know that they can make it work. But with Canley now joining Loaisiga, Holmes, Peralta, Wiki, Trevino, all these guys, Marinaccio, and Michael King, he'll be back too, and hopefully he'll be some semblance of what he was in the first half this year. But
I was getting ready to just yell at you because you were like forgetting Michael King, and I was just like shaking furiously here, like, you better say it, Mearns. You better say it.
Say King, yes.
Say King.
Yeah, but Canley offers a pretty good security blanket, which is kind of interesting to think of a guy who's only thrown 12 innings or whatever, half 2 years as like a security blanket. But still, he's a veteran who's done this before. He's been in New York. He's a great clubhouse presence, and you have a lot of confidence in him.
Yeah, it's like you said, the bullpen wasn't really an area of concern. I figured that they might add a pitcher or two here and there.
And I think it was the right move to just get a guy in there who, this is honestly like exactly the kind of signing that I was thinking, just like a mid-tier reliever.
Exactly. It was perfect. This is what they needed to do as far as reinforcing the bullpen. Is it the reliever I would have picked? No, but I also would have given $30 million to David Robertson. So
yeah,
whatever.
Here's where he goes, but it's not too late.
It's not too late. The Yankees did let Miguel Castro walk away, so David Robertson's 30 number 30 is available again.
That's true. That was the main reason why they let him walk.
Yes. And I had to be reminded of who Miguel Castro was this today.
Pop quiz. Do you remember where he went to?
Diamondbacks?
Correct. I'm impressed.
I was like, I literally only looked it up like when you mentioned Miguel Castro's name, but like I wouldn't have been surprised if I forgot it between then and now.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess congrats to the Diamondbacks. Enjoy being frustrated half the time with this guy.
Yeah. I mean, he was whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it was like even when he was effective, it was kind of frustrating. So
yeah, he could have been worse, I guess.
Yeah, no, totally.
Like I didn't hate him.
No.
If that counts for anything.
No. He was just like, oh, yeah, he's your typical annoying reliever.
Yeah.
So, anywho, we don't have to talk about Miguel Castro. Yankees, bullpen's looking pretty good. Their starting rotation did take a hit, and probably an unsurprising hit at this point, just because the Yankees have not really been connected to this guy since they chose not to extend the qualifying offer. But Jameson Taillon going to Chicago, 4 years, $68 million, joined the Cubs.
Yeah, kudos for him. Congratulations to him. Oddly enough, I see the Cubs as a like really good fit for him.
Yeah,
like I think he'll do well there.
Back in the NL Central, baby.
Like I don't think his Yankee career will be remembered fondly or poorly. Like it was solid. It was fine.
Yeah.
Now,
he's the perfect sort of like mid rotation arm who will make. Like almost 30 starts. He did make 30 starts this year. Just steady, reliable. And he came up with some big starts for them, honestly. Like, remember the game 162 in 2021?
Yep.
He pitched well with like a horribly messed up ankle, I think, to get the Yankees into the playoffs. Then he had some big starts this year, the near perfect game. He honestly did not fare that badly in the ALCS opener, despite really being thrown in there against the Astros. The pitching was not the reason the Yankees lost those first few games.
Absolutely not.
He had it actually in the AL East clincher too. He was also pretty good in Toronto, if you remember that.
Also, shout outs to that stretch in 2021 when like Gerrit Cole went down and he just took over as the de facto ace and like actually shoved.
Yeah, pitcher of the month, I believe, in July 2021. So
yeah,
it wasn't like a huge trade when they brought him in. Obviously they gave up some prospects who may turn into something down the road. I know Ronzi Contreras is a nice little guy that the Pirates have, could make the Yankees regret that. But honestly, those, as we said at the time, those are the kinds of moves you have to make when you're the Yankees and you're trying to win now. And Taillon definitely helped to that cause. So thank you for the 2 years. I think maybe the Yankees should have given him that qualifying offer just to get some rotation insurance, but whatever, they didn't. He got a good deal. I don't know if I would have wanted the Yankees to necessarily give him that, so best of luck to him.
Yeah, like exactly. I don't think I could add much to that. There's going to be no regrets about his Yankees tenure, but also, like, yeah, it's fine to move on with what he got. So good luck in Chicago, my guy.
Yeah.
You're closer to Jordan Montgomery now, at least.
Yeah, but now he's a sworn enemy, the Cardinal.
No, this is how the rivalry goes away because of Jameson Taillon and Jordan Montgomery. They're going to bring the two houses together. I'm calling it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Let us take a short break and we will be right back. And we're back. So those are the main Yankees moves that have happened since our last podcast. Some big moves there, bringing Judge back, adding Tommy Canley, saying goodbye to Jameson Taillon. Right. So we figure we'll wrap up this episode with a look at some of the other rumors that are still percolating about as the winter meetings come to a close. Yankees are still, I think, as we talked about earlier, quite connected to Carlos Rodon, even after the Aaron Judge signing, which is encouraging, because I kind of thought that they'd be like, well, we'll go to you up to this point, but now we don't really need you as much, when they could really use another top flight starter. And Rodon was terrific for the Giants this year.
Yeah, I think outside of Verlander and DeGrom, Rodon's obviously probably like the best starter on the market. And each one of them, those three, comes with their own risks. Obviously, like Jacob DeGrom, when he's healthy, he's the best pitcher on the planet right now.
Yeah.
But it's just, he hasn't been able to stay on the field. And it looks like he wanted to get away from New York. Verlander, again, this for the second year in a row, it seemed like the Yankees were just unwilling to add that one extra year that he wanted to secure him coming to the Bronx. So he ends up in still in New York, but as a Met. But Carlos Rodon, it seems like there's real smoke there and real actual genuine interest. I thought it was just going to be like, you know, conversations and, hey, maybe we'll pivot that way if Aaron Judge didn't sign, like you said. But even after that, Jack Curry talking about the Yankees still having interest there. So, I mean, kudos to them for trying to actually improve the team and spending the money, if that's the case. Hopefully it works out. The Yankees also do seem determined to add another outfielder to the mix, because obviously they have Harrison Bader, and they just signed this guy. You might have heard of him, Arson Judge.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But they do still have a hole in left field, which I guess they've been linked to bring Andrew Benintendi back. They've been linked to Brandon Nimmo at random times. They apparently expressed interest in Brian Reynolds from the Pirates. So it seems like they're determined to at least add another outfielder. I don't know to what degree that'll be, if they get any of the big names or what it is. Benintendi seems likely, in my opinion, but that's just based off of nothing.
Yeah, that's what I would guess too, just because they did have a lot of, they did like him a lot, honestly, and that those connections remained as the offseason began. I remember seeing like comments about like, we'd love to have Andrew Benintendi back. That honestly, and it could be platitudes, but I think that there is some actual smoke there, as you said. So maybe Benintendi's the guy they bring in for left field. I don't think Nimmo is. He may have been the guy that they brought in if they couldn't bring back Judge, which I did not really have a ton of interest in, just because I'm not super inspired by Brandon Nimmo. But I think it is the right move to try to pursue to get some of these other guys to bring in to bolster the team, because they can't just run it back with the same roster plus Tommy Canley and minus Jameson Taillon. You know, there's still some work to do there to try to get even or remotely even with the Astros and make sure that you can defend your AL East title, because the Blue Jays are not going to make it easy. The Rays never make it easy. And who knows, maybe the Red Sox are bringing Bogarts back to make that tough too. And the Orioles are also nearly made the playoffs last year. You can't forget that either.
Hey, the Blue Jays I saw are linked to Joey Gallo. I don't know if you saw this not, but apparently, I think it was like Scott Boras, who's Joey Gallo's agent, came out and said like the Blue Jays are interested in this guy. I don't know. Like, you never know what the hell Scott Boras is talking about, but that would be a thing, I guess, if he ends up back there.
That it would.
Yeah. I think of all the rumored options, Benintendi's kind of like, it's not really inspiring or exciting, but I think it'd probably be my preferred way to go.
I think so. He's like steady enough and he has great defense too, so that's always a good fallback. So I don't think I'd hate that. I have no idea what he'd be getting, but Again, yeah, he's going to afford it, so it's fine.
Yeah, I don't think he's getting like a $40 million deal anyway, so whatever.
You never know. He might.
$40 million a year, sorry.
Oh, not $40 million a year. That was like total, yuck, yeah.
No, excuse me. I meant per year. Yeah, no. He's not getting $40 million. He's not getting the Aaron Judge contract.
Yeah, hey, you know, $300 million for Andrew Benintendi. Hey, maybe the Padres,
yes.
They need to make a statement. They're like, you know what? We are bringing Andrew Benintendi.
We're going to offer him, Andrew, come back to us with your top offer. I'll top it by $40 million.
What if like his agent was just like, $200 million, $300, take it.
Done.
Like, oh, well, that was easier than I thought.
Yeah.
So I do like Brian Reynolds a lot. I just don't buy that the Pirates will actually move him. I think that like, even though he requested a trade, that I don't see any reason why they'd honor it. They don't need to. They may well get a better offer later. So I don't know. I just don't really see it.
Yeah. Like the Pirates have all the leverage here, right? Like you have to really blow them away and like go above and beyond if you want them to even think about it or entertain it like seriously. Again, like you said, like, yeah, he requested the trade, but that doesn't mean that anything. That means literally nothing.
Yeah. So they can be like, oh, that's nice.
They're like, oh, that's cool. We all want things.
Yeah. Like, I still remember, like, I think it was, like, 3 years in a row that Michael Young was requesting trades from the Rangers because they kept, like, signing people at his position. He's like, but I want to stay there. And they're like, you're not that good a fielder. We're moving you. It's like, eh.
Yeah. And remember, Miguel Andujar also requested a trade. Like, trade requests don't mean anything.
Yeah. Like, you have to really have leverage to really make that matter in MLB, or you have to be like, I'm requesting a trade from this like other terrible team, or you have to be like actually close to like, you know, free agency or whatever, because the Pirates have like so little incentive to do anything about this. So
maybe that's where Brian Reynolds got his inspiration from when Miggy went over there to the Pirates. He's like, hey, did you know you can request a trade? What?
He's like, oh, and that's how I ended up here. Weren't you DFA'd?
But I requested the trade first.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh yeah, another guy who the Yankees have been linked to, Masataka Yoshida, from Japan, the NPB. Yes. He he's an interesting player who I think is coming to New York, honestly. Or next to not coming.
He's coming in. Okay. You heard it here first, folks.
Oh boy.
Andrew Mearns with the breaking news.
Yeah. Not quite. I think he is going to come to MLB, and I think he's probably going to be a pretty decent player, but I just don't know if the Yankees are going to be the team that he pops up on. So, that's another thing where I could see, like, the Padres be like, hey, please take this money, and maybe
whatever offer you have, $40 million more.
Yeah, probably not, like, something like that, but I think they could make him a pretty good offer and entice him to come. But I don't know if I see him being the guy they go to. I think he and Benintendi are similar enough that maybe you just go with Benintendi, but who knows?
Yeah, especially because like Benintendi is the proven commodity in MLB, right? Like obviously, you expect him to do well, Yoshida to do well, but you don't exactly know anybody coming over from a different league. It's obviously very challenging. So if it's a similar profile, you go with the guy you know will actually hit, but.
Yeah, I could absolutely get myself psyched up for it if they did sign him. 100%. But 100%. Yeah. But Benintendi's a year younger, too. That's something that I feel like people aren't really thinking about as much. Like, he's younger than you think.
Exactly. Plus, I feel like Yoshida is probably the way to pivot if it doesn't work out with Benintendi.
Sure.
But I still think Benintendi's probably the way the Yankees are leaning, just because I think that's exactly the type of player they want. And again, the whole it works.
Yeah,
factor that you already know, like, hey, yeah, he can hit MLB pitching. So plus with the I'm curious to see how if the shift elimination like helps him at all or not, like, because I mean obviously he's a left-handed hitter, so that probably is also a factor. So you're talking about a high average guy, maybe he even gets a little bit additional boost there.
Yeah. All right, anything else we want to talk about?
No, I think that's it. Aaron Judge is back.
Things are good. We know that we will at least see some big boy dingers again in 2023. Obviously, like, Giancarlo Stanton was still around anyway, but this Aaron Judge is a different kind of big boy dinger. We got to admit.
Yeah. Yeah.
More common these days.
Yeah. Although Giancarlo dingers would still be my favorite.
Oh yeah, just aesthetically when they do happen, it's like, ooh.
Yeah. It's either holy crap that was destroyed or how the hell did that go out? Okay, cool.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. Well, oh, you know what? Let's wrap this up with a probably fairly obvious Yankee and Manfred of the week. Who is your Yankee of the week?
Tommy Kahnle.
There you go. Knew it.
I'm going to, because I'm probably never going to do this again, for the obvious reason, I'm going to go to Hal Steinbrenner, though. Obviously, Aaron Judge is the Yankee of the week forever and ever, at least for the next 9 years. But Hal will be my other Yankee of the week, just because it looks like he went ahead and made sure this Aaron Judge deal got done. Because as we talked about, there was no real talk about Brian Cashman being involved, what his role is. I'm sure he technically did do a lot of the work, but this was Hal Steinbrenner's baby, and he made sure it got done. Maybe he sought advice from the Pope, and the Pope advised him to sign Aaron Judge. But whatever it is, at the end of the day, Hal Steinbrenner putting up $360 million to make sure Aaron Judge stays in one uniform. So I'll give him a little bit of credit.
I'm just imagining that the Pope is a huge Yankees fan just because of the Pope plaques that are in Monument Park. Yes. Like, oh, yeah.
The Pope finally has his Aaron Judge jersey, not even an actual jersey.
He's like, you better not be letting this guy go, my son. Yeah. all right.
Who's your Yankee of the week?
The obvious one. Yeah, it's Aaron Judge. I will give a special shout out to John Morosi of MLB Network just because he was very quiet on the Aaron Judge front. Almost the whole way until basically breaking the news, like, oh yeah, he's siding with the Yankees. So he got it right. He did not pull an arson Judge. So good work.
Yep, that works.
Yeah, it's a bit of a reach. As we said, the real Yankee of the week is Aaron Judge with a runner up Tommy Kahnle, and I guess Hal Steinbrenner thumbs up, man. But
yeah, Hal Steinbrenner did the bare minimum.
Yeah, who's your man for the week?
Oh, it's John Heyman, 100%.
Yep, John Heyman, that's fair.
There's no doubt about it. The man caused me so much anxiety yesterday. Just a stupid mistake because he had to be quote-unquote first.
First!
Freaking Twitter. Oh, I hate that website. But anyway, yeah, John Heyman, I don't like you. Be better.
Got him.
Boom.
That's very fair. Yeah. My man for the week will be Brian Cashman because you just know he doesn't really want to have Aaron Judge.
Yeah. He was my runner up, but I'm very, very mad at John Heyman.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Also,
he did provide entertainment and memes, but damn, that was not okay.
Yeah. Also, with the deal with 4 more years of Cashman, I don't really know if it's a devil you know versus the devil you don't know thing with Cashman. Like, I think on the whole, he's probably fine. Like middle of pack GM, he's probably not as good as he thinks he is, but whatever, he's here.
Oh, I am very much over Brian Cashman.
Yeah,
like, so I'm not actively advocating for him to be fired. It's just I'm tired of hearing the man speak.
Yeah.
The man loves to speak.
Yep. So whatever, I think we got it.
Yeah, go Yankees, go Aaron Judge.
Yeah, you can follow us on Twitter at Pinstrip Alley. Follow me on Twitter at Mearns PSA. You have any Aaron Judge predictions?
74.
Any Aaron Judge predictions beyond 74?
75.
Oh, fair enough.
No, I mean, I think I could say is fairly obvious, right? Like, I don't really know what those predictions would be. 74 is the only thing I'm going for.
All right, at this point. Fine. I predict a home run in his first at bat on opening day against the Giants, which is really funny, actually.
Oh, no, absolutely not. He's going to strike out, and everyone's going to boo, and we're going to get mad. That's what's happening.
That's true. Damn it. We regret it. We don't. Okay, so that'll do it for us. Go Yankees. Go Aaron Judge. Go get some more guys, because we're not fully done yet.
Yeah. Would like some more moves.
Bye, everyone.
See you.